Nighttime anti-doping tests at the 2026 Tour de France, including for stars like Tadej Pogacar and Jonas Vingegaard, stir up controversy and concern. This move raises significant questions about cycling's anti-doping policies and their impact on riders' performance and well-being. Pogacar labeled the nighttime tests inhumane, suggesting they may have contributed to Vingegaard's crash due to sleep deprivation. Adam Hansen, president of the CPA Riders Association, criticized the financial burden on cyclists due to such intrusive testing. Meanwhile, Jonathan Vaughters, EF education team manager, defended the practice, arguing that early morning tests could have prevented decades of doping scandals. The International Testing Agency, ITA, has stepped in to oversee these tests, aiming to ensure a cleaner sport. Following a rest day, the UCI reaffirmed its commitment to these procedures, emphasizing their importance for maintaining integrity in cycling. Doping has plagued the Tour de France since its inception, evolving from early stimulant use to sophisticated methods like EPO. With a history marked by scandals, including Lance Armstrong's downfall, the sport continues to grapple with ensuring fair competition. The introduction of the ITA marks a pivotal shift in managing the anti-doping framework, aiming for transparency and accountability in cycling.